We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The November election will be here before we know it, which is why the two LA mayor candidates are getting ready tonight, getting together for their first debate.
A recent poll showing Karen Bass ahead of Rick Caruso, but a debate might be able to swing things in his favor depending on how it goes. With us is Sarah Sedwani, professor of politics at Pomona College. She'll be at tonight's debate. Thank you for being with us. So this debate is aimed at whom?
Yeah, this debate is aimed at Angelenos, who are going to cast their ballots very soon. Of course, take-home ballots, mail-in ballots, are going to be sent out in just a couple of weeks. So tonight is for anyone who's out there who is undecided yet. Of course, we know that both of these candidates have some core supporters behind them, but plenty of Angelenos are not yet tuned into the debate. Of course, it's a midterm election, so we typically anticipate participation in these midterm elections to be a little bit lower. So really trying to get out the vote with this debate.
What are you looking for in terms of their interactions? And then this is the first chance to like have them at length rather than, you know, before it was like most people were taking quick shots at Caruso because they could get him in fast, right?
Absolutely. You know, in the past, during the primary stage, that debate stage was full of candidates. And Karen Bass at that point was already the clear front runner in the polls. So everyone was itching to try and get into that number two slot. And as you said, as you noted, right, taking those cheap shots at Caruso. Tonight's going to be a very different format, just these two candidates sparring. You know, I think a key piece here is Caruso, as you mentioned, is trailing Bass by about 12%. So he's going to be on the attack. He's going to be looking for opportunities to, you know, bring Karen Bass down and shine a light on himself and what he has to offer as mayor. And Bass, you know, as the clear front runner with a decisive margin coming out of the primary, her job's really going to be to stay cool, to stay calm and collected, take the high ground and show Angelenos the kind of leadership that they can expect from her and to really advance her policy agenda.
But
Angelenos,
you know,
are looking for change.
Yeah, but you know, in some cities, big cities like New York and Chicago, Boston, mayors have an enormous amount of power and there's a lot they can do to affect some real significant change in those cities. By design, LA's mayor, as you know, is designed to be a much weaker office. It's a city basically run by the city council. So what do both candidates, Rick Caruso and Karen Bass, when you cut through all the stuff they cannot do, what do they have to sell people on that they can do?
Yeah. You know, Los Angeles is facing a host of issues, right? And we see that across the board in other local elections. Certainly those city council elections are also very hot. You know, we've seen already one city council member, Gil Cedillo, not being elected back to office. So people are definitely looking for change. And we hear the key issues being crime, people experiencing homelessness, and what a mayor can actually bring to the table, what kind of leadership they can offer to actually make a dent in some of these key challenges that we're facing.
When, and not if, but when Caruso raises the Karen Bass scholarship at USC and then tries to link it to the Mark Ridley Thomas case, how do you do that to not get too bogged down in this huge back and forth? You just almost have to raise like the specter of it and make it seem quasi-suspicious to get enough people to go, ooh, I don't like that.
I think absolutely. And certainly you've been seeing that messaging from Caruso, even on Twitter and social media, just raising the suspicion. And I'll be really curious to find out if Caruso has additional information that he's going to bring to bear tonight as well. Of course, you know, Caruso served as the chair of the board at USC throughout that time period. I'm curious if he's sitting on any additional information that perhaps we, the public, don't already know. So certainly that's something I'll keep an eye out for this evening.
What do you think is more important to, especially those undecided voters that you talked about before, the answers at the debate that the candidates are going to give, or the commercials that Caruso now, and I'm sure Bass will quickly follow, are going to be flooding and are flooding the airways with?
Yeah. You know, a big part of campaigns is getting the message out, controlling the narrative, and reaching as many voters as possible. And as you mentioned, Caruso has an enormous personal war chest that he is deploying to get his ads out. Certainly, we saw it in the primary stage, and we're seeing it now again. I just saw an ad yesterday morning. He's doubling down on his new identity as a Democrat. All of his commercials are saying, I'm a Democrat. I'm a Democrat for mayor. So certainly, I think that's going to have a big impact. You know, and one of the other key pieces that we've seen, there was a column today in the Los Angeles Times, is also the immense amount of outreach that Caruso has been doing to the Latino and Asian American communities. These are communities that I study every day as a part of my day job for decades. They have reported that candidates and political parties don't do enough to do outreach to them. People are not always coming and knocking on their doors, sending them mailers, making phone calls. Caruso is flipping the narrative on that and doubling down on his outreach to Latino and Asian American communities. And I'll be curious to see the kinds of messaging that Karen Bass might bring to the debate tonight, and the kinds of campaign tactics she might begin to engage in the coming weeks.
Sarah Sedwani, professor of politics, Pomona College. A reminder, we'll have our debate with Caruso and Bass right here live on KNX October 6th at 5 p.m. You got questions? Send them to us, debate@knxnews.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.